There's a tattoo I've always been particularly curious about, and it's because, at first anyway, I hated it. Back in the early aughts when I was in high school, I worked as a caricature artist at the European-themed amusement park Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. It was my first real job, and I spent 8-plus hours a day in 99% humidity in front of an easel, tucked away in corners of the park's various fake European countries. Fake Scotland, fake Italy, fake Germany. I drew all sorts of people. A lot of kids playing soccer, soldiers in fatigues, retirees with their grandkids, and babies. By the way, don't waste your money on a baby caricature. Babies all look the same. Because southeastern Virginia is so swampy and hot in the summer, guests dressed down. There was a lot of shorts and tank tops. So when people would sit down to have a caricature done, I'd see a lot of their tattoos. This was the early 2000s, so there was a lot of Irish knots and so-called tribal designs. But the tattoo that I noticed more than any other was of the Tasmanian Devil, the Warner Brothers cartoon character who first appeared in 1954 as a foil to Bugs Bunny. Taz doesn't look like a real Tasmanian devil, but he spins around like a tornado, leaving chaos in his wake, and he speaks incomprehensibly.
I could picture a Tasmanian devil on the calf of a man wearing cargo shorts. Like, I feel like you would see this fairly often.
Today, Becky Dreistadt is a character designer in animation, and she was one of my best friends when we worked together as teens at Busch Gardens.
I love Looney Tunes. I love Bugs Bunny. I've never liked the Tasmanian Devil. There's just something about the Tasmanian Devil I do not like.
Becky and I were in total agreement on this. I liked Looney Tunes too, but to me, Taz felt like the epitome of a bad tattoo. Corny, kind of corporate, and also aesthetically unappealing. He's just kind of brown. So I've always wondered, why? Why were there so many tattoos of this one specific second-tier Looney Tune? And yes, there really were so many of them, and not just at Busch Gardens in Virginia. Did you have the Taz on the wall?
Oh God, yes.
Misha is a tattoo artist, painter, and graphic designer who started tattooing in the early 90s. Today, she specializes in these incredibly beautiful, intricate tattoo cover-ups, but she cut her teeth doing the kind of ready-made tattoos you see on the wall of a tattoo parlor. These tattoos on the wall are known as tattoo flash, and by the 1990s, the Tasmanian Devil was a tattoo flash staple.
I had one day where I did 5 Tasmanian Devils. I was working on one and somebody else was like, dude, that's awesome, I'll get it too. And then 2 other guys were coming in to get a matching tattoo as buddies and they're like, yeah, we want that one. I'm like, seriously, 5 in one day, one after another.
Julie Moon is another tattoo artist who cut a lot of Taz tattoos in the 90s while working in Boston.
Well, Taz was popular, but he was fairly boring in terms of color. And I just thought putting him in different costumes would be really funny.
So Julie drew her own sheets of Taz Flash, softly rendered colored pencil Taz variations. There's Christmas Taz with a Santa sack full of guts, a bright pink Taz as Cupid, a warlock Taz, 4th of July Taz, and another local variety, Taz as St. Patrick's Day party animal. But unlike other cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny, Betty Boop, or Woody Woodpecker, Taz was not always a tattoo icon. It took decades for him to get there. He was first introduced in a cartoon called Devil May Hair in 1954. He's fully formed here, spinning around like a tornado, running down trees and boulders in his path with his trademark garbled speech. He's trying to eat Bugs Bunny.
There really wasn't any groundswell of popularity for the character. He was just another crazy adversary for Bugs Bunny, really.
Jerry Beck is an animation historian and the author of multiple books on the history of animation, including Looney Tunes.
The character only appeared in like 5 cartoons.
These cartoons were originally shown before feature films and movie theaters, but the studio heads weren't super keen on Taz, so he never became a regular.
In some ways, I'd almost say the character was forgotten during the 1960s for the most part.
But Taz got a second life when those theatrical reels started to air on TV in the 70s and 80s.
I think the ensuing decades, the ensuing reruns of these cartoons, people think the character's there more than he is.
The popularity of the character began to snowball, and Warner Brothers began to notice. In the 80s, they began heavily marketing the Looney Tunes characters in a way they hadn't before. By 1991, they had their own shops and malls.
They found out that the Tasmanian Devil merchandise was really, really selling.
Taz is on t-shirts, mugs, and baseball cards. And that ability he has to wear different costumes for different occasions and circumstances made him a merchandiser's dream. He appears as an athlete in hip-hop getup and on so much St. Patrick's Day swag. By 1991, he has his own animated sitcom, Tasmania, featuring Taz as the brother of a Tasmanian devil family.
Now, you kids be careful. Your father just whacked the floor.
Tasmania ran for 4 seasons, and Taz continued to pop up in other properties, like Space Jam, a few years later. The character is toned down a bit from his earliest incarnations. He's not just Bugs Bunny's enemy. He's goofier, less scary, but he's still all id, uncontrollable, destructive. He does what he wants, a wild child. So Taz was in the air, but just because something is popular doesn't mean it's going to be a hot tattoo, necessarily. So why did people want Taz inked on their skin? I think it has something to do with Taz being a wild child. Rob Brucker was one, and he dreamed of getting a Tasmanian devil tattoo since he was a teenager.
The Tasmanian devil is like the wildest Looney Tune. The idea came in my head, once I turn 18, I'm gonna get Tasmanian devil with a giant gun, and I had zero weapon experience. It's gonna be awesome.
Rob joined the National Guard as a combat engineer right out of high school, just a few months before 9/11. In 2004, his unit was activated to go to Iraq, and he was stationed at Fort Dix in New Jersey, waiting to deploy. They were doing field training, getting dropped in the woods for a week at a time, and basically just having to survive. One time, a few guys in his unit said they were sick, so they got to hang back from outdoor survival training.
They snuck off base, went to a nightclub, and as they were coming home, the driver and the passenger got in a serious argument. The argument was so bad that the passenger stuck a knife into the driver's stomach. And I mean, it was terrible.
It was a huge mess. In response, the military brass locked down the whole unit.
I spent my 21st birthday locked in the barracks, not enjoying life.
A couple days before their deployment, still in lockdown, Rob and some other guys felt so cooped up, they had to get out, blow off some steam, get up to some mischief. They snuck out one night, found a cab, and told the driver to take them to the nearest tattoo parlor.
I was like, this is it. This is my opportunity to get my Tasmanian devil holding an M16. At first, the guy, he didn't have any Tasmanian devils on his wall. So he told me he wasn't going to be able to do it. But after begging him for a while, he came back. He drew something up real quick. Drew it up, and I was like, I'll take it.
His new tattoo accompanied him to Kuwait and then to Iraq. It wasn't a great time. He remembers standing in a shipping container that had been converted into a latrine, looking at his tattoo and thinking about how he got it. It was kind of like an anchor to him, connecting him to his past and to his potential future.
I will remember this forever. You know, I'm going through this now. I will not re-enlist. And I'll have a story to look back and laugh on.
After he finished his time in the Army, he moved around for a while and eventually landed back in Richmond, Virginia. He has a wife and a kid and a mortgage payment now. His Taz tattoo is a bit faded, too. All that sun in the Middle East probably didn't help. But still, he loves it.
I never had any regrets when I was there. I don't have any regrets now.
Do you still identify with, like, Taz as a character?
No, I'm older now. You know, I can't just go around YOLOing everything in life.
Rob helped make it clear to me. Taz is the wildest Looney Tune, the ultimate YOLO character, pure human id. He's the kind of tattoo that might appeal to people who identify with the extremes, people like bikers, athletes, St. Patrick's Day party animals, and people in the military, like Rob. And it's the Taz tattoo's appeal to people in the military that helps explain why I saw so many of them while working at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia. Busch Gardens is smack in the middle of a region called Hampton Roads that's dense with military bases. In fact, in 2018, 16.4% of the entire population of the region were military veterans, by far the highest concentration in the United States. And the park was always running discounts for them and for active duty service members. So if Taz tattoos appeal to people in the military, and there are a ton of people in the military who live and work near Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia, of course many of the park's guests would have Tasmanian devil tattoos. I feel pretty satisfied knowing that there was an actual, explicable reason why I saw so many Taz tattoos. And I also feel pretty bad about how judgmental we were about them. We really weren't considering how someone's life experience might differ from our own. I worked through this with Becky Drystadt, my friend from Busch Gardens again.
It is easy to judge strangers and to just assume they're not putting any thought into it or, like, you know, they're not getting it for the right reasons or whatever. But, like, either way, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter because it's not people can do what they want.
After talking with Becky, I think I figured out why specifically the Taz tattoo seemed so alien to me. It's because I'm not a wild child. I'm not the YOLOing through life type. For most of my life, my world has consisted of doing work, making art, producing podcasts, all from the comfort of my laptop. I am a cerebral, risk-averse indoor kid. Taz was never, ever going to be for me. So I wrote Taz off. But I get it now. Friends, go get your Taz tattoos. I salute you.